Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy almost Valentine's Day. It's one we can celebrate with flowers and foliage, and we'll have some suggestions for you. Also, I've been keeping track of plants you're most concerned about, and we'll toss them out for discussion as to care needed. Ed Thralls joins us with a garden seeding and planting update. We're very proud of Ed, and we're going to tell you why today. You can call in, too. Joni has a day off. You can call in at 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered, or just make a comment. Kelly Velez is at the controls in the studio. Teresa Watkins and I are hosting the program from our home. So please join Kelly, Teresa, Ed, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by US Med.
Is Asian cycad scale killing your beautiful sago palms? Are aphids or spider mites invading your plants? Then fight back with Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil from the makers of Mosquito Dunks. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests, but is harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. It also helps prevent powdery mildew and other fungal diseases. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Gardens program. It's a Valentine's Day weekend, and we're celebrating at least a little bit. Many will give red roses for the special day, won't they? And of course, they stand for the thoughts of love, beauty, passion, and desire, according to the Victorian art of expressing yourself with flowers. But what do yellow, white, or pink roses mean? Well, we'll have some of those suggestions for you in just a little bit. Also, there has to be other flowers and foliage we can choose for Valentine's Day. What else? What might we suggest? We'll have it. As time permits, I have a list of plants that may need your care right now. We'll get to those. And good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, your host of Better Lawns and Gardens, along with Teresa. We're hosting a program for you. I'm also an extension agent emeritus with the University of Florida. Our books for those who love gardening include Month by Month Gardening in Florida, Florida Getting Started Garden Guide, and Teresa has a Gardener's Compendium series. You're all up online. Just go ahead and put our names in, and I'm sure they'll pop up. Thanks for stopping by for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. We're waiting for your calls, of course, at 407-916-5400 or toll-free at 1-888-45-LAWNS. You might want to wait till just around the middle of the program, and you can call in and talk with Kelly. Of course, you can also text me at any time, and that's at 23680. That's 23680. It's a good time, of course, to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. We're always happy to have those, too. Hour number one, Ed Thralls joins us with a garden update, seedling report, and what he will be planting very soon. We also have a very special announcement at that time, too, about Ed. Very neat. Hour number two, Teresa and I will be talking with Rebecca Coratum of David Austin Roses. They're not only wonderful roses and appropriate to give on Valentine's Day, but they have that fragrance that we all love, which is kind of neat. Webpage is up for February. Don't forget that. Pruning information, indoor foliage, and Joni's New Year of Sunflowers. Plus, Teresa has a new design feature. You want to check that out. There's also Tom's Gotta Do's, Moonsign Planting Dates. Take a look. A great webpage design at betterlawns.com, betterlawns.com. We get a lot of questions from there, and we're happy to have those. You can contact us direct, of course. Right now, Kelly Velez is at the controls in the studio. He'll be answering your phone calls. Teresa and I are hosting a program from our home, and you can contact us. Don't forget, you can call in toll-free, 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text us at 23680, or you can get up on Facebook at Better Lawns and Gardens. Report for this week, Trash Can Report. 4 trash cans full of yard debris to be turned into compost.
Wow.
That little bit of information. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning to you. Yeah, another warm week, gang.
It is warm. I'm just thinking now I've got to turn the air conditioner on today.
Oh, we had it on, I have to admit. It's kind of scary me. I don't know. I've looked ahead a little bit. I don't see any freezes or anything like that, but I see the temperature dipping down some. Average last frost date for Central Florida is the 15th. Tallahassee, North Florida is around the 28th. Jacksonville is around the 18th. So we'll see. Plenty of cold could be ahead.
Yeah, we talked a couple of weeks ago about this Arctic blast that's coming down now, but it's not going to reach us. So no snow. No freeze.
You were hoping for snow, weren't you?
I was.
we have a new feature from you on our webpage. Tell us about it.
Yes, I'm going to just every month start off and give some tips on designing your landscape and your garden. So this month I just started off with just, if you want to start a community garden, I give you some tips on how to do that in your HOA, maybe get some funding for it. So I put that up. But, you want to build a community of love, and gardening is just a great way to bring everyone together.
Yeah, I want to call that feature that you're doing Designs by Teresa. I don't know what the webmaster's going to have planned.
Designs by Teresa, that sounds pretty good.
I kind of like that, yeah. So maybe we'll put that in our webmaster's ear. How about that?
I think so. I think that's great.
Hey, Valentine's Day tomorrow. Everybody ready? Kelly?
We are. We're going to go horseback riding today, but with the weather, we're probably going to, make it another weekend.
Oh, I didn't know you rode horses. That's neat. Yeah.
Well, we don't ride horses. We were going to go horseback riding. We'll see how it turns out.
So we don't ride horses. We were trying to, but we don't ride horses.
I don't know. I don't know how you do that, but that's okay. The traditional flower for Valentine's Day is what?
Roses, of course.
Yeah, red roses. Now, here's what I want you to do. It's got to be some other color besides red. And I have the book here, Tussie Mussies, and I have the information on the different flowers there, what they mean. Because in the Victorian time, you know, you'd hand somebody a bouquet of flowers, and it had a hidden message in it. And so roses have their own meaning. So, Kelly, give me one color rose besides red.
Yellow.
Yellow rose, okay. Let's see, I should be ready, more ready than I am here. Yellow means friendship. If you give somebody a yellow rose, friendship, highest mark of distinction. There's other things that aren't quite as good here. Jealousy, unfaithful.
Boy, oh, dear.
Looks like you could send a bunch of mixed messages. I go for friendship on that one.
What does white rose mean?
White rose means a heart untouched by love, too young love, purity. kind of neat. Let's see.
A pink rose?
A pink rose is grace, beauty, gentleness, a young girl, you're lovely, all those great things. Withered white is not too good, so make sure it's in pretty good shape. I'm in despair. Death is preferable to dishonor. So don't do the withered white.
Wow. So the colors of the flowers kind of was like the emojis of the Victorian era.
Yeah, I think that's the case. So anyway, if you pick the rose, looked like you could do any roses as long as they're nice and plump and fresh. How about that? don't give a dry bouquet, and that might not be the best. Let's see, I like lavender. Let's see, lavender was rare and dignity.
And, oh, my goodness.
I like
pansies. Pansies are, you know, we can get pansies this time of the year still.
Okay.
And what do pansies mean?
It means loving thoughts.
There you go.
That's kind of neat. And I was thinking, you know, orchids are so popular this time of the year also. And orchids, especially the ones that we tend to give, that would be the Phalaenopsis or moth orchids. And that stands for evening joy. Evening joy.
Oh, there you go.
And the other flower I've seen out there on the market right now is the Kalanchoe. Some people say Kalanco, but I say Kalanchoe. And I didn't think they'd have that in a book, but they do. And it means popularity, popularity.
Oh, there you go. And so, I mean, even, you know, in a, like a wedding bouquet or a bouquet of flowers, you could have a number of different plants in there that have all these different symbols that you could create just a one really big loving message.
Yeah, and that's what they did evidently during the Victorian time. They'd send all these combinations of things and could have all different kind of messages in there or thoughts. Now, I was thinking, not only do we have flowers, but we also have some foliage plants that we could give that have Valentine's type orientations. And one is so simple. How about the heartleaf philodendron?
Does that mean?
They don't have foliage.
Oh, they don't have.
I think it means I love you, but I can't afford roses.
the heart, the clerodendron, you know, you could give those, or even an anthurium looks like a heart.
Yep, anthurium was on the one list that I saw. And here's one that I've had that I don't have anymore, is the heart-shaped Hoya. Have you ever grown that one?
I have seen it. I've never grown it, but it's just beautiful. And I love Hoyas because they're so fragrant.
I do, too. And many of the newer varieties were started here in Central Florida over on Coey. And so really kind of neat. But how about string of pearls?
Oh, that's pretty. That's it's a succulent, right?
Yep, it's a succulent. These are all foliage plants of some sort. And the last one that this one group had on their list was string of hearts. That's out there. So you can give foliage plants, you can give flowers, anything like that for Valentine's Day, which would be kind of neat. I was thinking of some plants that need some care, seasonal care. And the first one that popped in my mind, because I see people working it over pretty heavy right now, is the crepe myrtles. And I am thinking, we don't shouldn't have to do anything to them, should we, Teresa?
No, it's just there's just no reason to cut them at all just because they're deciduous. It doesn't make them bloom easier or more. It causes it to sucker more and to be more of a, you know, have more stress issues, and it causes the flowering to be delayed. So definitely you do not need to cut a crepe myrtle, and it's important if it's too close and you feel like you have to cut it to make it fit, then it's the wrong plant in the wrong place.
Yeah. When you cut them back to what they call knuckles or whatever it might be, and I see a lot of people doing that, it concentrates the foliage and fools people into thinking they're blooming more, but they're just blooming on all these tightly together shoots, and that's what makes it look like it's flowering more. It's really not. I have some Natchez that have never been flowered. I've never been pruned, and they flower.
Right. And so you get those big panicles that are so heavy they even can hang down to the ground, and people think that's, you know, it's producing really well. But you would, if you didn't cut it, it would have more flowers. They may be smaller panicles, but you would have them all over the tree rather than three or four heavy flowering branches.
Yeah, it'd be spread out all over the plant. And sometimes those, during storms, those new branches from the knuckles are weakly attached and just break off. That could happen.
Yeah. It makes it look like it has, witch hazel, or, you know, witch's broom is what I meant.
Yeah.
Witch's broom. It doesn't, they don't look good. And there's no need to do it. And it may take a couple of years if you have been doing it for it to recover well. So
I don't know why people are doing it. We do have some text messages coming in. Of course, we have Ed coming up, so let's take a break, and we'll get with Ed Thralls. And we have a special announcement about Ed. This is really, really important, really special. Hold off on your calls until Ed's section is done, but I'll give you the number, 407-916-5400 or 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text me at 23680. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking to make your spring fresh and new? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has whatever you're looking for. Fancy shrubs and large trees like magnolias and hollies. Beautiful flowers like supertunias and azaleas. Plus avocados, olives, peaches, blueberries, and citrus. Along with vegetables and herbs, too. Pick up quality natural fertilizers and organics like Azomite. Experience the Quality Green Specialist difference. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 1639 North Spring Garden Avenue, DeLand. Or visit Quality Green Specialist.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Thank you for being with us today here at Better Lawns and Gardens. Teresa and I are happy to share our information with you and that of our guests also. So stay with us, and if you have questions, you can text me at 23680, or in a couple of minutes, why don't you give us a call, 1-888-45-LAWNS, or if you want to call local, 407-916-5400. If you use a toll-free line, Kelly picks it up, and of course, Kelly's the first one to answer the phones for us here. Teresa, real quick, let's see if we can help with this one here. They want to know what will kill Wandering Jew. It's taking over my lawn. I would think any general broadleaf weed killer would work it over. What do you think?
Yeah, they can put anything down. Anything that's good for a weed killer, as long as it's if it's near the grass, St. Augustine or Bahia grass, you want to make sure you get the appropriate one for that. But any weed killer will work.
Yeah, get one which has appropriate label for broadleaf weeds. And that would be the first thing I try anyway. It should go out with that. It may take more than one application. Just follow the label information. Okay, we got several others. We'll get to you. Don't worry before the program is over. Right now, let's invite in our good friend Ed Thralls, University of Florida and Orange County Residential Extension Agent at the Orange County Extension Center, who is on vacation, by the way. And Ed will tell us what he's doing today. Ed, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom, and good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, Ed.
Now, Ed, we have two things here. We are very, very proud of you, aren't we, Teresa?
We are. I'm so happy to hear that you have just been recognized. And tell them what it's for, Tom.
Yeah, it's a Superior Accomplishment Award from the Institute of Food and Agricultural Science. That's the University of Florida. And they give it in various categories, and not very many of them. And Ed won his in the academic area. So academic personnel. Ed, congratulations. Well earned.
Well done. Congratulations, Ed.
Yeah, and the crowd goes wild.
Thank you very much. Not only was I surprised to hear it, very humbled, because it's a recognition that is submitted by someone else who recognizes what you've done, and a lot of other people sent endorsements, which really surprised me, but I'm very, very grateful that I did win. And like I said, I had no idea I was even in the running.
Well,
you didn't know this was happening. That is really neat.
Orange County is so lucky to have you.
Thank you.
Yes, they are. Congratulations again. Superior Accomplishment Award. That is special. And something special going on today. What are you doing today?
This is the second weekend in February. Not only is it Valentine's Day tomorrow, but this is the normal weekend. We hold an amateur radio convention at the Central Florida Fairgrounds. However, due to COVID-19, we had to postpone this year's event, where we normally have 18,000 to 20,000 people or more come and visit over a three-day period. So we are still putting something together, but there's only about two dozen of us at the entire fairgrounds. And we have some special programs. They're virtual programs in youth area, technology, contesting, and then the vendors, of course, have their tracks for letting you know about new radios. I've been a hobbyist as an amateur radio operator since 1977, so it's been around with me for quite some time. And I'm a volunteer this weekend at that event, and today I'll be operating a station that's going to run for 12 hours, And
really?
We call it a QSO party because we try to talk to as many people in the country as we can during that 12-hour period, and we rotate operators. And today and tomorrow also are, I think we have 39 of those virtual programs, and they're free if people want to go to hamcation.com. They can find out about amateur radio events, activities, and things that we do in the neighborhood.
Okay, give us an address. That's hamcation.com.
Right, H-A-M-C-A-T-I-O-N, just like vacation, but for ham radio operators.
Okay, sounds good. Well, let's change subjects now. What is ready in the garden?
Well, we've got strawberries and carrots, collards, lettuce, some small onions we've already harvested, and our potatoes are sprouting. We've got two rows of potatoes, one Kennebec and one row of red Pontiac. They got a little bit of tip burn when we had the cold weather last week, but they're coming right along now that the temperatures got up near 80s and in the 80s.
And so how are the seedlings doing if they got a little bit, damaged?
No, I had my seedlings growing in the greenhouse, so they're doing really good.
Good.
I've got 18 different varieties of tomato seedlings that are large enough, so I potted them up last Tuesday. They were looking a little bit leggy in the speedling trays I was using, so I got some deeper trays for them. And of the 200 seeds that I planted up 179 new seedlings, and they'll be ready for planting out the first week of March. And they should be about 6 weeks old by then.
Wow, that's great. I mean, that just really happens very quickly. So do we still have time to plant more?
Oh, yeah, you've got time to plant more. I mean, the date of March 1st is when we want to be the latest date for you to actually plant them in the ground, if you want to plant them in the ground. But as transplants, I'm going to have a head start by a few weeks.
Very good. What about the strawberries? I'm interested in those because you put those in, I know. How are they doing?
They're doing really well, much better than they did a couple of years ago. I think the cool weather has something to do with that. And we've got some two-legged people helping us harvest. We don't know what time of day they're harvesting, but the gardens are still open, so we still have visitors come in. And it's just so tempting when you see that big red berry there on the ground. And we were talking also a little bit about homeowners. The commercial growers actually start their strawberries back in around October, November, and they start harvesting commercially in December. And that'll work through till about April. But for homeowners, we can usually get a few strawberries up until late May. And the plants will continue to grow after that in June. But for those that grow through the summertime, they usually rot out. Remember, the varieties of strawberries we grow in Central Florida are grown on the short days of winter. They don't do well with a lot of sunlight as far as the warm weather. And they don't do well when you get 50 to 60 inches of rain in a few months. So you can pull them out, get rid of them, or if you have a greenhouse like we have at the extension office, you could pull a few of those berries up and put them in a container and maybe grow them in the greenhouse and hold them over for a winter. But it's usually best to start off with fresh plants that are disease-free.
Yeah. Now, Ed, I'm thinking ahead also. You're talking about pulling plants out. What should we do after we move the crops like broccoli, which will be finishing up for some of us, and prepare for replanting?
Yeah, once we remove a lot of the cool season crops like broccoli, we want to add organic matter to the soil. That's going to help build structure and allow us to hold water and nutrients in the root zone longer. About 3-inch thick compost tilled into the top 6 inches of the soil will be really good. And this will also help expose some of the soil organisms to UV radiation. And also soil-dwelling insects can be exposed to wildlife like birds and frogs. And then you want to get ready for the warm season crops by adding a 1 to 2 pounds of a 666 or similar analysis or fertilizer for every 100 square feet. And that's all I do to get ready for the warm season garden that's coming up.
Well, that sounds great. So you talked about crops for the spring, warm season crops. What are some of your favorite, most rewarding crops?
Oh, boy. I don't know. There's a difference between what I have my favorites and rewarding probably, but I think tomatoes are going to be the most popular crop for the garden, and we found that out by listening to the National Gardening Association, who realized that tomatoes are that popular. But I like the summer and winter squashes. They're going to be really prolific if you keep the disease and the insects under control. Give them enough space in the garden. They really are large plants. You need 3 to 4 feet between those plants. A lot of people like peppers, and I think peppers are, especially some of the hotter ones, have become very popular with folks. But beans, especially bush beans, they just continue to provide a harvest throughout the season when you pick them frequently.
So when we start planting in the springtime, we can start planting now?
No, not now. March is going to be a good time. Just like we were talking a few weeks ago, some people wanted to do some extra work because it was warm. And then we got that surprise week last week. We might have another surprise week before March, so hold off on putting your warm season vegetables in until March. Now, some of us are going to push the envelope just a little bit because we want our bragging rights with that first tomato in the garden.
You're listening.
You're looking at me, right, when you say that?
Me too.
So I'm probably going to push a couple out there in a week or so in the garden anyway before March. But planting too soon can be stressful on the plants, and you get more pest problems if the plants are under stress. So if you can wait until the first week of March, I think you'll be okay.
Very good.
Wonderful, wonderful.
What's the classes coming up, Ed?
We got five classes coming up for the remainder of this month. The Basics of Square Foot Gardening, I think, is next Saturday. First-time home buyer workshop, backyard chicken training classes. Organic methods in the home vegetable garden. A lot of people like to hear about organic gardening, and I think they'll get a lot of information out of that. And mosquito management. We got the rainy season coming up. Time to think about what can we do to manage mosquitoes. So our classes are still virtual. Most are free. If you go online to ocextensioneventbrite.com, you can find out what you register for those classes. And I'd like to see a lot of those folks there.
Yeah, it's ocextension.eventbrite.com. Yeah,
correct.
Teresa?
Yeah, so, Ed, if somebody misses a class, can they go up on to the Orange County Extension website and see a repeat of it, or can they find more classes that they can look at?
They can find more classes to look at, and whether they'll be able to see the class again if it was recorded or not, that's up to the individual instructor. Because things change, I don't really record these classes. There will be some classes I will that don't ever change, like the basics of vegetable gardening. But a lot of this other stuff can change frequently, as a matter of fact, depending on what happens with the research. So not a lot of them are recorded at this time.
Okay.
Good.
I'd like to also, if I got a minute, let you know that because of COVID-19, our Master Gardener fundraiser, which we call a Plant and Garden Festival this year, has been canceled because of the disease. But on March 27th, there's going to be a lot of virtual classes that will cover gardening, landscaping, and hands-on activities that we think many people will enjoy. And there'll be more information forthcoming, but Saturday, March 27th, be there. Think about listening to the Master Gardeners. They're doing a lot of work to get that going.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. We appreciate it. Congratulations again. Superior Accomplishment Award. That's a big one.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Ed.
And happy Valentine's Day to you all.
Yeah, same
thank
to you.
You, Ed.
Thank you. We're running behind. We're going to take a break at this point in time. This will be the time. If you want to give us a call, number here is 1-888-45-LAWNS or 407-916-5400, or you can still text us at 23680. We'll be back. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When it comes to serving our fellow man, most of us tend to live with a do not disturb sign over our heart. We think, I'm too busy. Leave me alone. I don't want to get involved. Our culture is overrun with the attitude, it's all about me. But as Rick Warren said in his bestseller, The Purpose-Driven Life, a meaningful life begins when we realize it's not all about me, it's all about God. When we begin to know our Creator through Jesus Christ and begin to worship God and serve Him, then we begin to realize the way we serve God is to serve our fellow man, especially those in need. It's all about me is an incredibly selfish outlook. It leads to emptiness and spiritual deadness. Serving God means serving others. What if you or someone you love were to need help? Wouldn't you want someone to stop and help you? This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from the heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click Sermons to view and download Bryant's messages. That's rightfromtheheart.org.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Visit us on the web at betterlawns.com and on our Facebook page at BLG Radio. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us for hour number one. Hour number two is coming around the corner. And Teresa, who's the guest going to be for hour number two?
We have Rebecca Kratom, and she is with David Austin Roses. She has, the roses are just amazing. We got some new varieties out. She's going to tell us how they do in Florida, and they do, and what kinds we can get, the new ones.
Yeah, and we tend to call these English roses. Lots of petals, lots of fragrance. Great Valentine's Day gift.
Yes, and they're not as hard to take care of as what you would imagine. And so they're very beautiful. They give you that old Downton Abbey kind of look in your garden. And so I just love them. They're very romantic.
Very good. Also today, a lecture at Peterson Nursery. That's in Lakeland at 9:30 on vegetable gardening for spring. So Howie, Karen, and the gang down there. That's Peterson Nursery, Lakeland, Florida at 9:30. If you're in the area, I'm sure you know where it is. I've got lots of text messages here. The first one, it says, I think I have brown patch, also called large patch these days. And it's in my Seville St. Augustine. Says monthly spray service has not been able to get rid of it. I started with a small ring, and now there are several. What's the best product to use? Should the whole yard be sprayed? Brown patch, large patch, it's a nemesis for St. Augustine, and we see it quite often. It's not going to kill the turf. That's the good news. It's going to make it look bad, but the turf normally comes back and grows back when we get to spring growth. Now, if you want to hop on it, once it's there, it's there. You may slow it down, and you can get the BioAdvance Lawn Disease Control or the product that's in the Disease X by Ortho is used by a lot of companies, and the brand name of it is Heritage. But there are other products that's used. If you want to get brown patch or large patch under control and you have it regularly, you start with your first spray in early November, late October, early November. You repeat it in 30 days, and then you come back in early February with another spray of whatever you're using. Did I do okay on that, Teresa?
You did great. I mean, it's just really important for people to understand that once you have it, you can't get rid of it. It will go away on its own, but you can prevent it, like you said, starting in November and December.
Yeah, you just have to realize it's there, and the pest control company should realize it's there also, and they have to hop on it. But once you see it, you've got it, and it's going to be there for the rest of the growing season until the really warm weather comes. Okay, Teresa, here's one. I want to hear your approach on this.
Okay.
It says, you have listeners who live in condos and townhouses. Most of your advice seems geared towards homeowners. Can you explain the difference of gardening at home versus expectations of commercial landscape maintenance companies? So commercial maintenance should be done the same as home. The techniques are the same, right?
Best management practices are the same whether you're commercial or residential. And so I would ask, do the homeowners maintain their condo landscapes, or do they have monthly maintenance with a contractor? So that's kind of the difference, is that condos and commercial generally take care of the landscapes themselves. A homeowner doesn't have to do it. So if the homeowner has to take care of a condo, then the practices are still the same.
Yeah. Now, regretfully, the maintenance companies may take shortcuts that you wouldn't take. Like, they'll be in there with a pair of shears instead of hand pruners. And I remember my good friend Randy Knight, who passed away about a year ago, would tell me, he said, "I'd love to be in there with hand pruners." He said, "But we don't have the time for the price of what people want to pay us. And so we have to come in with the shears." Another friend of mine with the palm prunings, I hate to see the palms pruned back so much. But he said, "We do it once a year, and that's the way we do it." And he said the palms still survive. So I don't know. There are shortcuts, but, you know, you have to get with your maintenance company and tell them what you expect, I would think, Teresa, right?
I think so, too. I think that's the important part of the process, is to interview them, find out what they think are their best management practices, and then, you know, the manager or whoever's selling you the maintenance, they know what needs to be done. It's the crew that gets turned over often that we sometimes see that they don't really understand best management practices.
Exactly. So, you know, with my groups I have, the communities I have, we meet with the maintenance company. We have the management company, the maintenance company, people doing the spraying, neighborhood managers, if you have such there. And we sit down, or try to sit down once a month, or get together regularly and talk this over. And that's how it works out. And everybody comes up with different decisions and ideas, and we can pick the best. I think that's the best way to do it.
Well, it's important also to hire licensed certified contractors, because you have to be licensed to put down fertilizer. You have to be licensed to spray pesticides. So you want to make sure that somebody who's doing those applications know what they're doing. So hire certified landscapers, and they're probably not going to be your cheaper companies.
Very good. Let's see. If you want to give us a call, now's the time. 1-888-45-LAWNS. Or you can dial us at 407-916-5400. You have the two choices there. Tell you what, I have a whole more list of text messages. Why don't we take a break right now? If you want to give us a call, again, the number here is 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. I got a bunch of text messages. We will get them. Don't worry. So we'll be right back. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? You might just find it on HiBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HiBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. It's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, even arcade games. You can search for items by name or simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HiBid.com. That's HIBID.com and find out what you're looking for today.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by U.S. Med.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free Author's Guide to Publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Thanks, George, for the information. The number here is 407-916-5400. You realize if I say 0407, it's a zero. Okay, so we'll get that straight. Thank you, George. Appreciate it. Let's see. One here. Can I use neem oil for citrus and avocado now? I have new growth starting, and the directions have multiple warnings, which makes me uncomfortable, they said. I'm not sure what is attacking the leaves, but they're curled, and there's webs with small spider-looking insects. Yeah, I'd go ahead and use the neem oil at this time. Just make sure the temperature's right. It's a very mild-type spray. It sounds like you have some mites in there, probably. It could be real spiders, but if they're really small and look like little spiders, it probably might. So just make sure you hit the, hit what you want to control. Teresa, we got phone calls, right?
We do. We have a call from Roy in Manatee County. Good morning, Roy. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hello, Roy. We've got about a minute. We're going to have to speed them up just a little bit. How can we help you?
I've got a Meyer lemon that has been in a whiskey barrel for 4 or 5 years. Looks like long enough. I want to get rid of it, or not get rid of it, plant it in the ground.
Okay.
My wife's in love with it. Can't get rid of it.
Okay. Yeah, you can go ahead and do that. You got my permission. Teresa?
Yeah, go right ahead. Not a problem.
What do I do to the hole?
Nothing. Just open it up and pop it in. We do not go through and add anything to the fill soil unless you want to. It's your option. But most of the time, you have to remember all these citrus trees go into sandy soil sort of soils without any addition. So just go ahead and plant it.
If I wanted to add something, what would it be?
We don't.
Yeah, go ahead, Teresa.
I was going to say we don't want to add anything.
Okay.
We're trying to save you money.
It's such an opportunity to put something in there. I want to do it.
If you want to mix in some compost with the fill soil, go ahead. But you don't need to. Don't have to.
All right. Thank you very much, and happy Valentine's Day to you guys.
Thank you, Roy.
You too.
Tom, we have Jerry in Citrus County. Good morning, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. We got about a minute. How can we help you? Same to you. How can we help you?
Yes, I have some baby pak choy that quickly goes to seed. Is there a way of slowing that down, some bolting?
Keep the weather cool. That's the only way. My neighbors did the same thing with all this warming, cool weather, and cold. It's going to go to seed. I don't know of any other way, Teresa.
No, I would just start it earlier. You know, if you want to plant them in, you know, November, December, just, you know, start it earlier.
I had in December, but now I got a yellow flower garden.
Yeah, it's kind of pretty. It brings the pollinators in. Feel good about it.
Yeah. Well, I'll keep that then. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. And Tom, one more. Gene in Winter Park.
Hi, Gene. We got a minute.
Good morning. When can I start putting down wheat and seed?
Wheat and seed, I'd wait until about the first or second week in March in Winter Park.
Okay. I also have a turf builder. It's 24011. Can I use that on other plants besides the grass? Can I use it on my bushes? Great.
Sure.
That's great.
Sure.
You said something about the brown spots. I have a bunch of that. And what was it you suggested using? I think it's a fungus.
Well, there's two products. If it's a round circular with maybe a greenish center, it's brown patch, a large patch.
Nope.
And you could use a product by Ortho called Disease X, or you can get a hold of BioAdvance Lawn Disease Control. Just follow the labels.
Okay. You know, it's not a round circular area. It's just a couple patches.
You know, it depends on what the patches look like. Send me a picture, and I'll take a look at it for you. Okay?
Okay.
And thank you, Jean.
Okay, I'll call you back later. Bye. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Is that it?
that's it, Tom.
Okay, very quickly. We got to see, can I use centipede plugs to fill bare spots caused by disease in my St. Augustine lawn there in Tallahassee? You can, but keep the fungicide handy, because I tell you, the same thing it probably took to St. Augustine now, it's going to work on the centipede. So keep the one of those lawn fungicides happy, nearby, so you can keep the lawn happy. This weekend, Teresa, the Great American Backyard Bird Count, and that's going to be said visit Cornell Ornithological Laboratory.
Yeah, just Google Cornell, and you'll be able to get up there, and everybody should go out and just take note of all the birds that are in their yard and let people know, let the reports, report it. So that'll be a great way to take count of the bird population.
Okay, let me see if I can finish this one up real quick. We're going to run out of time. I have two small grapefruit trees. One looks dead, no leaves. The other, a few leaves. Is there anything I can do to bring them back? They did have three fruit 3 years ago. I suggest you plant new trees. I think they're going out. Teresa?
Yeah, the citrus greening is taking hold, so go ahead and replace them.
Yeah, get rid of both of them and put new ones back in. Anyway, coming up next hour, we're going to have David Austin Roses with Rebecca and Teresa and I, and they'll make great Valentine's gifts. So what you'll want to do is listen to the different varieties that are available. They've got some new ones there. And, of course, we look forward to your calls. You can text me right now, 23680. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.